You're with SBS Radio.
One in three of our Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander bubs experience ear and hearing troubles that can make it hard for them to listen, learn, and talk to others. Hearing Australia's HAPPY program offers free, safe, and simple hearing checks for kids under six or not yet attending full-time school. Give your kids happy ears today. Call Hearing Australia on 134 432 or visit hearing.com.au today.
What would you do if you were due to give birth and had the opportunity to get full support with your birth and beyond in your local Indigenous community? And what impact do you think this would have on you and your baby's health and well-being if you were to access these services? And what if there was a birthing and community service in your area? Do you think you would use the service? And how much would it improve your chances of a positive birthing and mothering experience? I'm Kerry Lee Harding, and this is the NITV Podcast.
I just think it's a great program, like all over, like as soon as I find out someone's pregnant, the first thing that I say is make sure you're linked up with the mums and bubs because they're great. Like, I'm so proud to be a part of that.
You just heard there from Macapili Sabazio, a young mum of three bubs. And you'll hear more from Macapili coming up in just a moment.
So the Mums and Bubs program is like a midwifery mums and bubs support. And they help you through your pregnancies, get you to your scans. They give you all support that you need. Little group that have beautiful women in there that just are very loving and supporting. It's like a family where they just welcome you in and just give you any support that you need, any help. They've got transport. They also do the Kendi runs a play group every Wednesday. That's amazing because it just gets you with like other mums and you get just the support and socialising with other mums. And, it's just a really good service that they provide for you when you're pregnant and after giving birth.
Macapili says young women should not be shy or feel shame about approaching the Mums and Bubs service in their local area.
Yeah, I'd say just be yourself and don't be scared to reach out to them because they're a group of lovely ladies that are willing to help you through anything and they can give you as much of support as you need. So don't be shame or anything because it's like a family. Like it's like you walk into a house where there's mob and you just laugh and everyone's so kind and friendly. It's like it doesn't feel like an organisation, it feels like a family. So don't be shame. It's a great program and if you have the opportunity to link up, please do.
Macapili says she has really appreciated all the support given to her as a young mum and she doesn't know what she would have done if this service was not in place for her to access.
I honestly, I don't know how I would have coped because they literally helped me a lot, like because I was so young. I didn't know what I was doing. I felt really embarrassed to be a mum, but they really helped me through it. Like, I don't know what I had like would have done without them.
Stevie Lee Addo is spokesperson with the Institute of Urban Indigenous Health with the Australian Bureau of Statistics and explains why census data is so important for mums and bubs services.
So the census is important because it helps tell our story of our communities and over time. It also shows our community strengths and what's needed to help help them to continue to grow. So the data that is provided for communities is having the right numbers, and having the right numbers means the right services can be provided in our communities. For example, like if we know the number of babies in the area, we can help plan funding for mums and bubs health programs. Now more than ever, as we live through the COVID-19 pandemic, we need to know the demographics of our communities and to help plan programs and services, you know, pushing forward.
So, just how important is the census data when it comes to mums and bubs health programs to gain more funding for future services?
So, past data, so what we've been collected and the data that has been collected within the past, the data that's collated together, ultimately it makes that informed decisions for the government to provide the necessary services and programs. You know, around either mums and bubs health programs, schooling, health, whatever that section may be, that's what the data assists with.
And what are some of the barriers for community members when it comes to the 2021 census?
Well, I think that is a massive barrier for our mob, and one of the barriers is around privacy. And I see one of the barriers I see are privacy concerns, you know, or information being shared. The information that is provided on the census is protected by law, so it can't be shared with anybody. And that includes, you know, the government agencies, so Centrelink, housing, that kind of stuff, like those major barriers for, you know, young mums to complete in the form. The information is safe, and it's really important that everyone in your household is counted in the census as well.
For Stevie Liatto, what does it mean personally for her to effectively create change through the collection of data from the census?
Personally, I just think it's the growth. And again, I'll reflect back on, you know, our story. You know, we utilise different ways to tell our stories within our communities, within our bloodlines, our families. Well, this is the way we're going to be able to create the change or implement change and get the services and stuff we need, is by completing this form to collect those data. So not only can we use our voice, we can also utilise the data that is collected from the census in order to, you know, implement and promote and get the programs that our communities need pushing forward, yeah.
Well, that's about all for this episode of the NITV podcast series. Thank you to our guests today, Macapili Sabasio and Stevie Liatto, spokesperson at the Institute of Urban Indigenous Health with the Australian Bureau of Statistics. And to listen to more of the NITV podcast or Our Story podcast, just go to where you get your podcasts from.
One in three of our Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander bubs experience ear and hearing troubles that can make it hard for them to listen, learn and talk to others. Hearing Australia's HAPPY program offers free, safe and simple hearing checks for kids under 6 or not yet attending full-time school. Give your kids HAPPY ears today. Call Hearing Australia on 134 432 or visit hearing.com.au today.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.